Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're lending forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23452. Welcome to another episode of Lending Forward. I'm your host, Taylor Ellard, and today's guest is not only a chief growth officer, a CEO, an author, but an incredible person and host of What's Your Why Wednesday. Welcome, Laura Brando. So happy to have you.
Taylor, thank you so much for the opportunity to be here with you today.
Yes. And so I was honored to be on your podcast, and I'm so excited to be able to have you on ours. I think it's important to be able to hear everyone's messaging. And, you know, I think it's so funny. People are like, oh, well, you hire or you ask other people to come on the podcast from other mortgage companies. And I say yes, because we're all kind of pushing the same homeownership dream and being able to help folks as best we can. You specifically are empowering women. And I think that's such a good stuff to put out there, especially in the new year. So let's kind of, for those listeners who don't know much about you, tell us how you got here. What does that path look like and what fuels you?
Well, my path started a very long time ago when I was a young mom. And when me and my husband, I was 19 when I had my first son. Right. And we couldn't afford daycare at that time, so I stayed home. And I got really bored with not having that stimulation of doing other things. So I said to myself, well, I know what I'll do. I'll work at night. That way my husband can go to work and we can kind of do the handoff, you know, and right. In the evening, and I'll go to work. So at that time, you really didn't have a lot of options at night. You either had to go work in a retail store or you got on the phone. So I went to a call center and, you know, I got hired. And they actually, the first decision, and that's why I want to preface this with, every decision that we make on a daily basis will be the direction that changes how your life is in the future. So here's the first decision. The person across the table from me said, Laura, we would love to have you part of the team. And we actually have two openings at this moment. We have one in our internal telemarketing team, which means that you sit there and you wait for the phone to ring. And then you answer and you help someone. And then we have an opening on the outbound telemarketing side. And on that one, you call other people on different campaigns and you either ask for donations or you sell them something or you do a survey. And in that moment, I would probably bet the majority of people would say, I want to wait for someone to call me because that's easier. It's not uncomfortable to call someone and ask them to buy something or do something. But I did not. In that moment, I said, I want to be in control. I want to be the person making something happen. I don't want to wait for anything. So I decided to go on the outbound telemarketing side. And I absolutely loved it. I was speaking to people, I was making connections just with team members, and it was stimulating me so that at my wonderful time at home with my child, I then was challenged in the evening. Well, about 3 months into working there as a 20-year-old at that time, I decided that I wanted to take it a step further because the campaign I was working on was a mortgage campaign. And I thought to myself, you know what? Someday I want to own a home. And so I decided that I was going to go knock on the door of the vice president's office. I just want to paint this picture. This is quite a while ago. I'm a 20-year-old girl, and the vice president is probably a 55-year-old man sitting right in a corner office. And I walk up, knock on the door, and as this man looks up and sees me standing there, he's confused. He has no idea why this young lady is standing in his office. And I said, sir, I'm Laura Brandeo, and I work as a telemarketer in your call center in the evenings, and I have a question for you. And he's like, oh, okay. I said, I work on a mortgage campaign, and someday I want to own a home, and I would like to know how I can get additional time of working here so that I can start to save for that home. The man was blown away, as if no one has ever come to him and asked for something like that. And he said to me, where would you like to buy a home? And I told him, and he said, are you good with computers? Now picture this, I'm out of high school, like a year and a half, right? I'm like, sure, I'm good at computers. And he's like, okay, at 9 o'clock tonight, you're gonna meet my tech guy, and he's gonna teach you how to run reports. And I'm like, sounds like a plan. I will be there at 9 o'clock. And this gentleman taught me how to run the reports. Decision number two. Now I could have just run those reports and did exactly what the man asked me, but that's not what I did. What I did is I ran the reports, and then I sat at the desk and I analyzed the reports and I typed up notes about what I saw. I saw that Sue was really good at converting these types of borrowers. And I noticed that Bill was really, really effective when he came back after eating his dinner. And I wrote up a full analysis as to what I would do in terms of moving people around and who gets what leads and who they should be speaking to and when. Wow. And then I made copies of those reports and I slipped them under the office doors of every executive at that company. And when I came in the next morning, or next evening actually, that same vice president was waiting for me. And my thought in my brain was, I messed up. I did something very bad here. Like, I'm like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
Right.
But that's not what happened. Not what happened. That gentleman said, why did you do that? And I said, well, I figured that you would like to know the inside scoop because I work with these people every evening. I know them from a personal and professional standpoint. And when I analyzed their numbers on the reports, I was able to give you a picture that you probably wouldn't have ever seen. And in that moment, I was promoted, and then promoted, sure. And then promoted, and then promoted. And I stayed there for 5 years, had another child. And during that time, I was running over 200 people on phones calling borrowers to refinance their homes. Wow. And that was how I learned the mortgage industry. From there, once I started working during the day when my kids went to school, I went to work at a mortgage company, and the story kind of wrote itself from there.
Wow. Well, I mean, the grit and tenacity, you know, you definitely exemplify proactive, and you showed just from starting at nights when you needed something to continue to keep you stimulated and just not have to talk baby talk all day, but something to give you a reason outside of family. That's huge. But I want to hone in a little bit on the grit and tenacity piece, because I think a lot of times, especially right now, some people are a little bit in a slump, a little deterred, a little, you know, we don't really know what's going to happen next, or the business isn't coming in like it was the last couple of years. What piece of advice would you give to those who might be in a slump that are ready to be tenacious, are ready to have that grit and go-getter mentality, but are kind of nervous about, and they're just sitting on the fence because of it? What kind of advice would you give them?
So it's very interesting, Taylor. At noon today, I'm actually doing a seminar with a bunch of loan officers about this topic. And as I was preparing for that topic this morning, I want to even give you an example of right now at this time at my company, okay? At my company right now, we are breaking records in volume.
Wow.
We are doing more volume right now at this point in time than we were doing last year.
Jeez.
And so I challenge everyone to think about how much of it is what we hear and what we believe and what excuses we tell ourselves. Because I promise you, there is business to be done. And there are families to help at this very moment. But I give the example that first thing when I opened my phone this morning, there was an email, you know, from an industry newsletter stating that during the holiday season, it was the lowest number of applications since 1996. That was the headline in the first email when I opened up my email this morning. Now, I have a choice in that, right? I have a choice of going, oh, well, that's why it's so hard. Oh, that's the reason why I'm struggling. Or I could scroll down. No joke, Taylor. This is honest truth today. If you scroll down to the newsletter all the way to the bottom, the very last story in the smallest print was that right now there is more home equity available to borrowers than there has been since before the crash in the early 2000s. But no one's speaking about that part. No one's focused in on the fact that there are such opportunities of that piece. Or a conversation I had yesterday with a Florida down payment assistance program that gives up to $80,000 in a grant to home buyers. And they said, you know what? We've got this money. We would love to give it away, but no one takes the time to learn it. So I challenge and I say to people, you have a choice. You can focus in on the top headline and you could believe that. Or you could keep scrolling down to the stuff that other people are not willing to do and take those opportunities, make those contacts with those referral partners, call those DPA organizations and say, I want to know everything that you have to offer so that I could go out on social media and tell my audience so that I can write about it, so I can share it in my community. Yes. And I want to tell people about the opportunities in equity. So every single time the market turns, if you ask me, you know what my word is? Opportunity. I have never grown. The two times I grew the most in my entire career was 2007 and right now.
Wow.
They were the worst times in the entire industry.
That's so much right there. And I don't even know where to start to unpack that because there are so many excuses being given out today. So many. And I think, I'm sure that your mortgage bankers are some of them are also feeling this is, we've always been in this pre-COVID. Okay. And I hate even like considering to talk about COVID anymore because I'm so tired of it. But like pre-COVID, you know, we were working on our funnels, reaching out to agents specifically. But what you just said right there was borrower specific, what they need to hear right now. And it's true education. And I think that is a missing piece of the puzzle that some mortgage bankers just aren't clicking with. I think it's instead of reaching out solely to agents, while yes, absolutely, please do spend your time finessing those relationships, cultivating new ones. But there's a big piece of the puzzle that is going straight client first and telling them, but you've got to put the legwork in. And that's what you're saying is going to those DPAs, learning them through and through, and then talking and educating on it. And that's such good information. So if you had to kind of just off the cuff say, in one day, how are you coaching your mortgage bankers? In one day, you know, maybe 25% of your time is spent on X, and then some of it's spent on Y, and then predominantly on Z. What are those pieces of the alphabet?
Yeah. And, you know, you have to have a plan. I'm telling you, there is not a human on this earth right now that is going to reach their highest potential winging it. You have to first get yourself in order. We can sit here and go through A to Z of everything you should be doing. But if you are completely unorganized, without a plan, without any structure, then you're just going to keep repeating exactly the same cycle. So to be honest, where you truly need to start is that structure. And I'll give you an example for myself, right? I am sitting at my desk every single day at 6 o'clock in the morning, not waking up, not getting ready, at my desk, ready to work at 6 o'clock every morning. Why do I do that? Because no one's calling me at 6 in the morning. I'm not getting an email at 6 in the morning. So I know if I'm going to be the most productive I can be, I need to have quiet time for a few hours in order to make sure that I have my solid plan for what I'm going to be doing in that particular day, week, month, whatever it is. Now, some people, it might be late at night. Doesn't have to be in the morning. Some people are better. They're night people. Well, then that's fine. Do it later in the evening if that works best for you and your family. That's perfectly fine. Whatever works for you, that has to happen. But not one day a month. Not one day a year. Not New Year's, because I made a resolution. I'm going to start getting organized. You have to consistently have that organization of knowing this is my plan. You have to block off your time to be organized of between this time and this time. I'll also, before I leave for the office, I do a video on Instagram every single during the week. That is part of my routine. You have to add, when are you going to do that? When are you going to make your videos to put out on social media, whatever social media that you're doing? Because if you are an originator, if you're in that portion of our business, you have to be making content always. Not again, not once a week, not once a month. Every single day, you should be making content. Now, the content can vary. Maybe sometimes it's a video. Maybe sometimes it's a LinkedIn article. Maybe sometimes it's speaking about something else. Maybe it's an inspirational quote. Maybe it's education. Whatever it is, come up with the plan. Again, for me, I do my entire social media calendar every Sunday night. Every Sunday night, I have what is going to happen every single day of the week coming up that next week, because I don't have time to think about that during the week. So I think it all starts with being organized, having your plan of action, and then being consistent in that plan. Now, you may need to tweak it. And again, everybody's plan is going to be tailored to them. Sure. But the biggest thing has to be with taking care of your clients, taking care of your relationships. That's another thing. Every single day, I have people that I text on a rotation. Mm-hmm. Some days I'll text this group of people, and the next time I'll text another group of people. And why? Those are just touch bases, telling people I'm thinking about them.
Right.
Because you know what? I need to water those relationships, because they're not going to grow if I don't water them. That's part of my 6 o'clock in the morning. Sending an email or sending a message out or sending a text message at 8 o'clock. Right. But when the minute that I tell someone I'm thinking about them, guess what? They're thinking about me. Exactly. Because they're going, wow, that was really nice. Right. So first, come up with the plan. Yeah. Then stick to the plan. Monitor the results and know you're planting. We live in a, I need it now, I need instant success, I have to have it in an hour, I have to have it in 2 minutes, I have to have it instantly.
Right.
Understand, this is a long game. It doesn't necessarily happen instantly, but if you stop, I promise you it's never going to happen.
Yes. Ugh. I think one thing that you said that I think people don't really think about often enough is you said you plan out your stuff on Sunday nights. And I'm consistently preaching time blocking, because we know how important it is and having that structure in your day. You can't go into your day with your hair on fire. You've got to know what you're going to be doing that day. What's the plan? You can bulk create content if you need to. But what people don't remember is you have the weekend too. People think, oh, time blocking Monday through Friday. Oh, no, no. You can time block at any point. And you said it, 6 a.m. That's your quiet time. You duke out what you need to do, and then you move on with your day. That was just very well said. And I'm excited for people to hear that. But I want to hone into the fact that there's so much power in positivity. And you talked about you have a choice when you wake up in the morning and you read a nasty headline. You have a choice to say, I'm going to read this and dissect it, or it's going to ruin your day and you're going to feel deflated and you're not going to do the best of your ability. So the power of positivity is huge. And you wrote a book called Say Yes Every Day. And I want to know what inspired you to write that book.
Yes. So it all started in 2018, because that was the first time that someone ever asked me to speak in public. Before that time, I was sitting in an office, 14 hours a day, and no one knew me outside of my walls of my office at my company. Right. So in 18, I was asked to speak, and my goodness, I was a nervous wreck. I had never done that before. I had no idea what to do. But after I did it, I had a line of women waiting to speak to me. And I was confused. I'm like, why are these women interested in hearing from me? And they said, Laura, we don't see many women executives in the mortgage industry. So we are so happy that you're up there representing all the women. In that moment, a light bulb went off in my head. And I realized that if I had let fear hold me back from getting up on that stage, I would have never been an inspiration to where other women see me as an opportunity to also become an executive, if that's what they want to do, or a business owner, or whatever they want to do in their careers. So I realized in that moment that I'm never going to say no to things that scare me. So what Say Yes Every Day represents is the getting out of your comfort zone, living every single day to its absolute, we're wringing out every single ounce of what you could get out of the day, and going into it being open to allow whatever's coming to you to come without any preconceived notions or misconceptions as to, wait a minute, why is this happening? Maybe if I do this, this will happen. Because what happens so many times of us as humans is that, let's just take this, Taylor. So I'm on Taylor's podcast, and I expect that from being on Taylor's podcast, this is going to happen, and this is going to happen, this is going to happen. And then when it doesn't happen, well, I go, well, heck, I was on Taylor's podcast and 1, 2, 3 things didn't happen. So I give up. I'm never doing that again. We do that as individuals. Say Yes Every Day is all about the fact of just do it. Just do it. Enjoy this experience right now of us being together. Because what happens is it creates a ripple. It creates a ripple of other, maybe there's that one person that needed to hear that one thing that was said right here that could change their lives. So don't stop yourself and don't allow fear to ever hold you back. So when COVID happened, I said, I'm finally not traveling. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write this book. And Taylor, I literally took an old-fashioned pen. I didn't type. I had an old-fashioned pen, and it was like an out-of-body experience.
Wow.
It just flowed. I didn't even think, the book just appeared where I didn't even think about how it happened. It just appeared, and it was so wonderful. And then I was doing a podcast during COVID called Thrive Thursday. And what happened with Thrive Thursday was I started with 3 people from the mortgage industry, and every Thursday they would come on live and I would have them nominate 3 more people. And every Thursday I would have new people that they referred. Well, what started happening, I did this for like 16 months during COVID, every Thursday, no joke, live. So after what started happening though, is that the mortgage people started referring people outside of the mortgage industry. So I started meeting people of all different backgrounds and all different demographics and all different everything. And that's my second Say Yes book. I wrote a book with 11 of the people, strangers that I had never met before. And I gave them the gift of becoming authors. And I allowed them to share their individual personal stories in my second Say Yes book. And this year, in 23, my third Say Yes book is coming out. And it's all about confidence and transformation.
Wow. Wow. That is fantastic. So good. So everyone will, I mean, I can't wait to read it. I'm excited. I've got to get all of them. I need the collection. Well, tell us how you're lending forward with spring around the corner. You know, what are some pieces of advice you should give out for what should we expect this year?
So again, you said it about positivity. My brain never goes to a dark place. I look at every single day as an opportunity for us to improve and get better, as an opportunity for us to help more families to get closer to our referral partners. I think this spring is going to be a very good spring. I think rates are going to level. I don't think we're going to keep seeing this up, up, up. I mean, I honestly think rates are going to come down by the end of the year, but I think we're going to be leveled so there isn't so much volatility. Right. And Taylor, you said it about education. If we think the mortgage industry is scared of the unknown and has a sense of fear, let's put ourselves in the position of those families that have no idea. We keep hearing about rates. We keep hearing about it's a buyer's market. It's a seller's market. There's 20 offers. People are losing. I've been waiting for it. They have no idea what to expect. Yep. We are the leaders. Every single person in the mortgage industry is the leader because we're the experts. We owe it to our communities to be the voice, to allow everyone to know, Taylor, real estate is the best investment we can ever make. It builds generational wealth. It is always a great time to buy. We need to share that. We need to get busy. We need to take action, and we need to be there for everyone that needs us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you for being on Lending Forward, Laura Brandeo. We appreciate you. Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in lending forward. So go lend something forward today.